The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 1st, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the son of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavana, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses.
So, in the last verse, it has been explained by Kunti that Krishna is meant for the Paramahamsa Muni, very, very exalted person. They can understand Krishna. Bhakti Yoga Vidhanatam, because such learned persons, such exalted persons, they can only understand what is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. There are different kinds of yogas: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, many others. Yoga means contact, or having connection. So Bhakti Yoga means directly connection with Krishna or God. That is Bhakti Yoga. Other yogas, they are not directly connected. Karma Yoga, yoga means connection with Krishna or God. But when there is the word Karma Yoga, it is adulterated. It is not pure yoga. Karma Yoga means yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, tapasisi yat kurusatatma datmanam. That is Karma Yoga. Whatever are you doing? In the beginning, one cannot take to pure Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, Karma Yoga is recommended. Never mind, whatever you are doing, in that position, you can become a devotee. Karma Yoga, that is. People are interested with different types of work. So, therefore Krishna says, yat karoti, never mind, whatever you are doing. So how it becomes Karma Yoga? Not kurusyatad madarpanam, you give it to me. Suppose you are doing business and you are earning lots of money. So Krishna says, all right, go on, you are attached to business, go on doing that. But the money earned out of your business, you give it to me. This is karma. Not that you earn money and spend for your sense gratification. That is not karma. The rascals, they are saying this is karma. For sense gratification, they are using, and that is karma. No, that is not karma. Here is karma. It doesn't matter whatever you are doing, but the ultimate result, you give it to me. In another place, Krishna says, karmani adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadajam. You can go on with your business, but don't expect the fruit of the business. Ma phaleshu. The indirect is, the fruit should be given to me. Ma phalesu kadachana. Don't expect the fruit. Suppose you grow a nice mango tree, and there will be fruit, nice fruit. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, it is said, ma phalesu kadachana. You don't take the fruits. Oh, such a nice mango tree I have nourished in so many years, now the fruit is there. And Krishna says, ma phalesu kadachana. Don't take the fruit. Then who will take the fruit? It will rot, it will fall down on the ground and it will rot. No. The idea is, you don't take, but you give it to me. This is karma. It is not that it should be wasted. That is karma. So those who are kurmis, very much attached to material activities, for them, this karma yoga is the kamaya. Kamaya rather, be connected with Krishna. It is not somewhere, it is very great achievement that you work hard, earn money, and give it to Krishna. There is a great sacrifice. So, by karma yoga also, you can satisfy, because the main business is to satisfy Krishna. Atapungvi dijat sreshta varnasama vibhaga. Varnasam, there are four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So, these are the scientific division of civilized society. Unless there are these divisions, it is a chaotic condition. It is not very satisfactory. That is happening. Nowadays, there is no scientific division of the human society. Therefore, there are so many chaotic conditions. So, actual human civilization begins when we accept these eight departmental management of the society. That is human society. Otherwise, it is animal society. So according to Vedic civilization, every department, division, has got a particular duty. The Brahmana, their duty is how to practice, to control the mind, to control the senses, sama, dama, tritikha, to be tolerant, to be very simple, simple living, not very gorgeous living. Whatever is absolutely necessary, the Brahman will accept. Not more than. That is simplicity, simple living. High thinking. So, this is Brahman. Sama dama tritikha, arjava, and then jnanam. Jnanam means to understand what is what. People are all in ignorance, rascals. The Brahmana should not be rascal. Therefore, Brahmana is given the title Pandit. Still, in India, they say Brahman Pandit. Brahman must be a Pandit, a learned. A Brahman rascal is not Brahman. You are what you are, I am Brahman. What you do, I pull thela. So, that is not Brahman. Brahman means Pandit. He must be a learned. Pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana pratigraha. These are Brahmana's occupational duties. He must be learned scholar himself, and you try to make others also learned scholar. Pathan, pathan. Not that I know. If you know something better, you may be very valuable. You must distribute it. Otherwise, In Sanskrit language they are called Gyanakhala, miser, in knowledge. One who has got knowledge, just like in the modern world, if one is scientifically advanced, he gives the knowledge to others. He goes from university to university and speaks about the new invention. So similarly, Brahmana means that he must have full knowledge and he must distribute the knowledge, not that keep it for himself, reserve, nobody should know him. No, but on part. So jnanam vijnanam. Similarly, everyone has got particular type of business. Kshatri has got, Vaishya has got. So, jat karosi, whatever you are doing, you must do it for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishna's satisfaction, if you have got some knowledge, you distribute the knowledge for Krishna's satisfaction. How you can do that? Whatever knowledge you have got, you try to describe Krishna. Kavi bhi nirupita jad uttama shloka gunanubarnanam. This is the first class distribution of knowledge. Whatever you know, you try to explain Krishna by that knowledge. Just like our Dr. Sanjeev Damodar, he is a scientist, but now he is trying to explain Krishna through his scientific knowledge. Similarly, if you are a medical man, you can explain also Krishna through medical science. If you are an engineer, you can explain also Krishna through engineering. Krishna can be explained. But the person who is explaining, he must be intelligent. Because Krishna is everything. So, simply we must have the intelligence how to explain engineering and come to the conclusion of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that. He was teaching grammar. So, when there was question of dhatu, he was explaining Krishna. So, the students, some of the students, they did not like that explanation, so therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to wind up his school, because they did not like. So Krishna can be, Krishna is everything. Simply, one must have sufficient knowledge how to see Krishna through everything. That is Mahabhava. Sarvatra sphurayata ishtadev. Whatever he sees, he Krishna. Because actually Krishna is everything. So that bhakti yoga is so nice, that is the perfect yoga. And Krishna confirms it. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana. Sadhyaman bhajati jhuman sami juktatam. The first class yogi is he who is always thinking of Krishna. The same way, if you are a medical man, if you think of Krishna, how to prove that Krishna is the best physician or Krishna is the best surgeon through medical science? If one thinks like that, and if he tries to do it, he is first-class yogi, even though he is a medical man. Similarly, everyone can become the first-class yogi if he takes to Krishna consciousness. Now the question is that some of the rascals, they take Krishna as a black man who is talking. Black man. One government officer, I think some rascal, his name is Mr. Anand. He has described Krishna that he was a black aborigine and he became very powerful somewhere or other and people worship him as God. It was published in a government magazine. So there are so many rascals. Sometimes Krishna, those who are demons, to defy Krishna, that this Krishna is a crow, or this Krishna is a black man, and Krishna is Shudra. Krishna means so many things. Krishna, Shudras, they are also Krishna, God. The Brahmanas are called Shukla. And in this way, the rascal demons, they want to describe Krishna in their own way, so that Krishna devotees may be unhappy, and that is their pleasure. Therefore, to tease these rascals, Krishna, Draupadi and Kunti is pointing out, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. You rascal, you don't take Krishna otherwise. I am speaking of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Just like to identification. In the court, if you give your name, then you must give the father's name, your village, your district, like that. That is identification. So therefore, Kunti Devi is pointing out, it is no other Krishna. The Krishna whose father's name is Vasudeva, whose mother's name is Devaki, whose father's name is Nanda Maharaj, whose mother's name is Yashodama. That's all. When Vallabhacharya, he wrote some essays and books, the meaning of Krishna. The meaning of Krishna, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted some eulogization that he has so many meanings of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know Krishna's name only two or three, that's all. He said, I know Krishna is the son of Yashodamai, Yashoda Stanandhan. Krishna means the boy who sucks the breast of mother Yashoda. I know that. See here also, Nanda, Nanda Nandanaya. He says, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Kumara, Kumara means who is not married. So, Krishna remained in Vrindavan up to 16 years. Therefore, he remained always Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Nanda Nanda. Here it is explicitly said, Nanda Gopa, and who has Nanda? That is also explained. Nanda means that leader of the cowherd's men. Or he was king, Nanda Maharaj. King does not mean always one has to become a king of very, very big kingdom. No. Anyone who possesses still in India, anyone who possesses some land, he is called king. Raja. He is called Raja. The Jamindar, one who possesses some land, especially in up country. So Nanda Maharaj, because he possessed some land, he was well-to-do, rich man, he possessed cows and grain. Formerly, a man, still now also, actually that is riches. Gavaya dhanavan, one who has got many cows he is to be considered as rich man. Dhanena dhanavan, one who has got a large quantity of food grain, he is dhanavan. Nowadays, one who has got a bunch of paper, he is considered, and the paper is nothing. As soon as the government is failure, then the $1,000 note and $100 notes, it will have no value. So actual value, to keep cows, to have food grains, or gold, jewelries, these are the signs of richness. But Kali Yuga is so cruel that if you have got gold, if you have got jewels, then government will take care of it. Dasya dharma. Formerly, there were ordinary plunderers, thieves. Now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the government will be composed of organized thieves. That is meant. Dasya dharma bhi, raja bhi. Government officer means organized thieves in every country. That will be the situation. So you cannot keep now. You have to be satisfied with these papers. That's all. So Nanda Maharaj was rich because he possessed 9 lakhs of cows. And Krishna had to take care of. Although Krishna was Nanda Maharaj's son, king's son, still he had to go when he was young, 5-6 years old. He had to take care, not only Krishna, but all his friends. That was the system. The small boys, they would take care of the cubs. And after 6 years, they would take care of the cows. In this way, 15-16 years, they would pass. Then they may go to school, but the ordinary Vaishyas, Nanda Maharaj happened to be Vaishya, not Kshatriya. His father, Krishna's father, was Vasudeva, he was Kshatriya. His uncle Kamsa, he was Kshatriya. He belonged to the Kshatriya family because born as the son of Vasudeva. But because he was transferred in his just after his birth to Nanda Maharaj, so in the boyhood, in childhood, he remained a Vaishya. Actually, Krishna is neither Vaishya nor Shudra, nor Kshatri nor Brahma. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prakite para. That has been described by Kunti. Prakite namaste. What is the beginning? Namaste Purusham. What is that? But Adhyam. Ta means you. So Ishara Prakite Para. He is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. Prakite Para. So, he is neither a Brahman. This Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahma, they are this material designation. They are not actually fact. So, as Krishna is not belonging to this material world, he belongs to the spiritual, prakite para, parastasmatu bhava anya. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Para. Para means another. Or the superior. Taras tasmat bhava anya. In the Bhagavad Gita it means, you are seeing this material world up to the sky. Your vision is up to the sky. Although you do not know what are these planets, how they are existing, you have no knowledge. But at least you can get experience that this universe is covered by this round sky, and within this universe there are so many planets. So Krishna does not belong to these planets or this material sky. He belongs to the Parabrahm. Again, Parabrahm means a sky. And Param means the superior or spiritual. Therefore, Krishna belongs to everything, because everything is Krishna, but he has got a special abode. That is Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. That is situated in the spiritual sky, not in this material sky. In the material sky, that Goloka Vrindavan is there, replica. Just Vrindavan, where we go. When Krishna comes, just like government, the governor or the king, when he is on tour, in every city, he has got a special house. What is that house called? Similarly, when Krishna comes in this universe, he comes there, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in the Dwarka. But there is no difference between that Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and this Vrindavan. So these things have to be understood. Because Krishna is para. Parastasmatu bhava anna. In the Bhagavad Gita, we get this information. There is another nature, exactly like this. But these so-called scientists, they are so ignorant, they cannot estimate that there is another nature, there are spiritual planets. they do not know even how many planets are there, how they are situated, how they are inhabited. They think simply this planet is full of living entities. In other planets there is no living. But that is not the fact. Every planet is full with living entities, even in the sun planet, moon planet. So this is a subject matter we have discussed many times. So, Kunti has already pointed out that Krishna is Ishvara and is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. That Krishna, when he comes here, yada yadai gharmasya glani bhavati, he comes, tadatmanam sijama, he comes. Then how he comes? He comes as the son of Vasudeva. Krishnaya Vasudeva. His name, because he comes as the son of Vasudeva, therefore he is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudhullam. If one knows that this Vasudeva is everything, then he is the most exalted mahatma. So these things have to be understood. That is Krishna consciousness. And if we remain fool, no, everything is there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is there about Krishna. There are so many ways to understand Krishna. Some or other. Simply, if you understand that Krishna is Ishvara Parama Krishna. That much. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. If you are convinced on this subject matter, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.